Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Seriously, I get so excited every time you spend some time with us for some fun Disney talk. And that's what we've got today right here on the show. Today, we're talking about comfort foods. You know, sometimes you're just in the mood for something that you enjoy, that tastes great, that reminds you of good times. It's like a Cracker Barrel kind of an experience, breakfast for dinner. Today, we're talking about the Walt Disney World attractions in all four theme parks. It's our comfort food attraction. You know, what is that comfortable attraction that you just love? It brings back great memories and just feels right. So hear what we have to say and then share on social media with us at Be Our Guest Mike your thoughts. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney. They're going to take great care of you and get you the best price possible on that magical Disney vacation. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click does mean a lot to us. It really supports the show. So when you shop online, just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And as always, thank you so much to our patrons for allowing us to put out this show four times a week all around the world. We couldn't do it without you. And I sincerely thank you for that. If you'd like to get that fifth show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday that's just for our patrons, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1948 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. I just got to thinking, I wonder how many times I've said that intro. I don't even think about it anymore. I just open the mic and turn it on. Like, you know, someday I'm just going to accidentally just spill that out at dinner. You know, someone's going to ask me, hey, Mike, what do you want for dinner? Or sir, they probably wouldn't know my name. I'm up at Gingham's or I'm at Cracker Barrel. Sir, what would you like for dinner? Welcome to episode 2428 of the Beer. No, sir, we don't care. Or what, are you a radio guy? No, I'm a podcaster. Even worse. Anyway, so we are here today. We're going to have a good time talking to, speaking of Cracker Barrel, kind of goes along with today's show. So if you're a fan of Cracker Barrel, I think you're going to be comfortable with our topic today. Just saying. Trying to do my best radio
guy. If you guys understood how Mike came up with topics, sometimes you would be like,
the people who are watching us on Facebook do understand.
They do understand how we get.
That's right. You see, you get to see. If I'm telling you, if you don't check out the videos, just go to youtube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. You get the full unedited shows for one thing, but you also get the pregame, get a little bit of postgame, but not much postgame because I'm usually starving and want to.
Yeah,
edit
he's go, like, let's go. I'm done.
Postgame's very short, but you get to see how the sausage is made. Like when you come up with show topics, how we bounce ideas off and how I say a topic idea. And then the ladies are super nice and they go with it, but you get to see the cringe on their face. Like, it's really a bad idea, so but you know, stupid, but okay. I don't want to sit here for another 15 minutes and debate with Mike. So let's just roll with it. So that's kind of
every now and then, unless we really are opposed and then we're like, No.
It's kind of crazy. So we'll see how this goes. I think you're going to like it, but if you don't, you're not going to hurt my feelings. I try. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, you got to have some, what is it called? Mulligans on, do 2000 shows. They're not
you
all
get
great.
A for effort.
That's right. We try. Anyway, back to school. All right. Joining us, we have Ricky. She's over at themouseforless.com, keeping us up to date with everything going on at the Walt Disney World Resort, all the Disney destinations. There's a couple things happening here and there lately. So what's up, Ricky?
A few things. Yeah. Just keeping busy for sure. That's the number one. I feel like I'm constantly have some new news story or something to talk about. So yeah, Disney's definitely been keeping me very busy, but that's a good thing.
It is. And yeah. I mean, you know, we're hitting again, I've said this on many shows, but like the 50th anniversary felt like it was, you know, years away forever. And I mean,
it did.
It's weeks away at this point.
It is. I know.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah, Brian and I were talking about Disney Anarchy. This past weekend.
Yeah.
We were like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be totally in the middle of Disney Anarchy, and we definitely got to sit here and plan what we're gonna do. So yeah, but I can't wait for Disney Anarchy. It's gonna be so much fun.
We'll see. It'll be. We'll say we're there. We get at least get a button.
We will say we're there. Yes.
I'm celebrating that I'm here. Okay, so also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, happy Friday, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, Scale is 0 to 10. 0, boring. 10, super excited. These little gold statues that they keep announcing, like, all the time. Like, today, as we're recording, we got little orange bird, which, ironically enough, will not be orange. He'll be gold. So, is he little gold orange bird, or little orange gold bird, or is he just orange? I don't know what he is. What do you feel about these things? We're getting 50 of them. Like, where do you fall, like, in the 1 to 10 scale?
How excited I am about them.
Like, dude, are you planning a trip because you want to go see the little orange gold bird, or what's the deal?
Probably not, but I will say, I'll be darned if I'm not getting some really good pictures of them, right? Remember when they had the Mickeys all over that you could, you know, they had the Mickeys in front of, and you could go and take pictures of them and whatnot, and then they dispersed around the country, I guess, to different locations or
weren't those cows?
Whatnot, but
I thought those were cows.
Anyways. Remember those?
Yeah, I don't remember those. Oh, yeah, I do. Because there was one behind the Contemporary I got a picture with. Yeah. But they started that, I think, in Chicago with, like, cows, I want to say. Oh, it was the weirdest thing. Anyway, so
I don't know. But whatever. Yeah, so, I mean, think about it. You'll be able to take some really cool pictures. And I'm betting that you're going to want a picture of every single one of them, right?
Oh, somebody is. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
right?
Somebody is.
So, I like that they do. This is part of their whole attention to detail, right? The castle looks fantastic. I still am. Every time I see it, I'm like, I love the castle. Love it. So I do, even though the command strip, you know, didn't work on that one piece and it fell down. They put it back up. They went to Target, got some
another command strip.
Put it right back up. But yeah, I like it. I like how they, when Disney does a celebration, they are all in. They're all in. Right.
Here's the thing, though. Now you just got me worried. Okay, so now you just brought up something that's making me a little anxious, and I'm not even an anxious person. But are you saying, okay, so after October 1st, it wasn't a successful Walt Disney World vacation unless, in your camera roll, you have a picture with all 50 of these little mini statues?
Man.
Is it now like
a
Where's Waldo? Like,
I can't find
Scrooge McDuck. Like, what park's he in? Where is he?
18 months.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy
to find Scrooge McDuck, because the celebration lasts 18 months. And how many times do you think you'll go during that 18 months? Do you think?
I'm going quite a bit. Okay, here's the last question on that, then we'll get to today's topic. How deep into the roster are they going to get to, like, you know, statue 47 through 50? Like, I mean, are we talking? Because obviously the Fab Five, the 1 through 5.
Well.
How deep's the pool?
So I wonder, like, they can't have a Marvel one. Because obviously they can have, like, Star Wars ones because they've announced those. They can't have a Marvel one unless maybe they put them at Disney Springs, and then maybe they could possibly have a Marvel one.
Well, so the limit on that is just a Marvel attraction.
Well, that's
or
true. Okay.
Marvel meet and greet. I don't know if there's a limit on the
statues. All right. Well, but wait, is that considered a meet and greet because you're greeting the kids as a statue?
I think it's because it's just a fixture. Like, you're probably safe. I mean, I want to meet our meet. Now you got me saying it.
See?
I want to get a picture by the R2-D2. That'll be cool.
Okay, they are putting Guardians of the Galaxy in. So, like, I can see them putting, like, a rocket, you know, statue over by Guardians, you know, the new coaster. Okay, I can see that. Because
I don't know if they have to go that deep, Mike, because think about it. They have at least 50 animated features,
even if they just
took the lead character from each one of those. I think they will have some obscure ones, though, just because people like fan favorites,
right?
Like Orange Bird. People love Orange Bird.
And I like that they're doing that, because that's a shout out to the Disney fans, right? That's,
yeah, for sure.
That's not
for
your
sure.
casual that's going to be like, what is this bird? Like, for, I mean, you know, 90% of people are like, this is a cool looking bird, but what movie was he in? You know, like, they're going to be debating. It's going to be a whole thing. Now, I'm intrigued by this. Okay, so with these statues, have we seen any? Because I haven't been keeping up with them. I mean, I just see them when I see them. Have there been any announced that have like a human likeness? Or have they all been like an animated or like a droid or something like that? I mean, so is there going to be like a Rapunzel and a Belle or a, you know, because you mentioned all these movies.
Have.
Are there going to be princesses that have statues? I would imagine.
I would imagine there would be, but I think I've only seen like not human characters. Yeah. I don't think I've seen one that's been a human character.
Has Figment been announced? Figment has been announced, right? I thought he had. Right. There's a Figment statue. They've already said that. Correct or no?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
There has to be a figment. Remember. You know, there's gonna be a figment. I thought they already.
There's
got
to be a figment. If they have Orangebird, they have to have figment. So.
But then you could do Dreamfinder. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that'd be another shout.
They wouldn't
out to
do Dreamfinder. Yeah, I mean, they should do Dreamfinder, but they wouldn't do it.
Huh. Steven says like penny presses and topiaries. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's
true.
And it's true. And Don said it's the Pokemon of the Disney crowd. Yeah, you got to catch them all. Get them all.
Yes.
I never did Pokemon.
Okay, Kim says it's in the promo art, not announced. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I saw that somewhere. Yeah. But I mean, I make up stuff in my head all the time when I'm on the treadmill in the morning. Like,
right,
I'm just like, exactly. I made it up and then I believe it. And then I'm like, I know I saw it on Twitter. And that's the worst thing to ever say out loud because... Twitter should never be a source for any kind of information. But for Disney fans, I mean, that's where, you know, get our news. Anyway, okay, today's topic, we're 9 minutes in. Let's get to it because it's super important. Oh, wow. This is a groundbreaking show. It's just us hanging out talking Disney. I mean, that's what the show's been for 13 years. Today, okay, so this is inspired by my dinner at Cracker Barrel at Highway K in 4061
you don't have
the other
to
night.
Tell people where you're dining at Cracker Barrel.
Did you have the hash brown casserole?
Absolutely. It's illegal to not order hash brown casserole.
I never
at
get
Cracker
the
Bell.
Hash brown casserole.
Shut up.
What?
You are a communist.
I'm sorry. I get the fried apples. Does that count?
God, you're so wrong. No. Who would get fried apples?
I What's get the fried apples you? All the time.
Grandma. My grandma
well,
got fried
get
apples.
You two sides, right?
I got three with my meal, by the way.
Yes. Wait a minute. She gets the green beans, but not the hash brown casserole.
No, because I'm already getting enough starch because I'm getting the
Who
chicken
cares?
And dumplings.
I got pinto beans, hash brown casserole. I can't remember what my third one was. Anyway, because I had the sampler.
I get way too much starch with the chicken and dumplings.
Doesn't matter.
So I need like some sort of vegetable to like mix that up. Okay, this is
I don't know. The only time I go to Cracker Barrel is breakfast.
Polite
anyway,
pig on Wednesday. Now we're talking about Cracker Barrel. My stomach's going wah, wah. Okay, so here we go. We're going to talk about, you know, Cracker Barrel, you go there on a trip. You're, you know, traveling. They're always on the interstates. For international listeners, it's mm-hmm. just, it's a place where you can buy all this grandma stuff in the front. It's got like a general store. But because every time I see a sweatshirt there, I'm like, my grandma had that sweatshirt. Every time I said it on the last Tuesday, I'm like, grandma had that sweatshirt. She passed away 10 years ago. But they have Charles chips, which are the best ever potato chips. And you can get all this candy, penny candy stuff from back in the day. It's awesome. But anyway, back to the restaurant. If you stop there, they're on the interstates. And the greatest thing about them is they have comfort food. I mean, they're talking like chicken and dumplings, fried chicken. That's all I ever get. Meatloaf. I get the sampler. Those are the three things in the sampler. But they have, you know, it's all comfort food. Stuff that makes you really tired if you're going to continue driving down the interstate. Probably not, not a great, now think about it. Probably a terrible idea to have by the highway. But that's what it is. It just knocks you out immediately. But you're going to, you know, drive another 400 miles down through, you know, southwest Missouri. Anyway, back to it, though. What it is, it's comfort food. It's stuff that you just, you know, you had when you were a kid, maybe, and it's just like, it's like a blanket. It's like a good pair of pajamas. You know, it just makes you feel good. So I thought today
breakfast
what we would
all
do.
Day.
Yeah, breakfast all day. Yes. Amen. Breakfast all day is always the right answer. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so today what we're going to do is we're going to go around to all four theme parks quickly. We're not going to spend a ton of time on this because we're already, you know,
spent
way too much time already. Exactly. It's Friday. Give us a break, man. It's the end of summer. So
hashtag Cracker Barrel, yes, this one.
Yeah.
They need
can
to
we,
hear it.
Yeah, can I get a sponsorship like one meal a month? Come on. Anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the attraction in each park that is our comfort food attraction. It could be a show. Just anything you can do in a theme park that is just that. It's not the headliner, but it's that thing. It's like a comfortable pair of PJs. It's that warm blanket on a cold night. It just, it, to me, it's the meatloaf. I love meatloaf. Like, that's my comfort. I love some meatloaf. So what is going to be my, and I'm not talking, two out of three ain't bad either here. So we're going to go here. So Ricky, let's start at Animal Kingdom. Is there a, this is a hard one. This is a hard one. And we're going to tough right off the bat. What's your comfort attraction at the Animal Kingdom? Something just feels good.
Oh goodness. Okay, this is a tough one because there's not like a great comfort attraction for me here. I guess if I was going to choose a comfort attraction at Animal Kingdom, because I literally just go for basically the headliners at Animal Kingdom and then I'm like, okay, peace out. See you later. I guess honestly, it would probably be something like Navi River Journey. Just because you know, it is that cool, dark ride. It's a boat ride. Everything's better on a boat. And you've got that awesome shaman at the end. And the song that plays is just so fantastic. It's so catchy. And it is. It's just like, it's soul. It's definitely food for the soul. I mean, I know it's a rather new attraction. for it to be like my comfort food. But like every time I hear that, you know, that song, I'm happy. So I'm going to go with Navi River Journey for this one.
By the way, that soundtrack is on Apple Music. If you're an Apple Music subscriber, you can get the music right
there.
That's awesome. If you subscribe. So yeah, that's a good call. Kind of unusual because it's a new attraction. I didn't think you would go there. Pam, what about you? Your comfort food for Animal Kingdom.
So, my comfort food for Animal Kingdom is the Finding Nemo show.
But it rips your heart
out. Good choice.
It does. First of all, that is music that was created for that show, right? So that's really cool that you have an attraction in a theme park and Disney created not just some like filler music for it. These are good songs. And I find myself singing them the rest of the day. Yep. And we actually talk about like a few of them. Like I'll always say to Hannah, she's doing something she can't do it. I'll be like, you think you can do these things, but you can't.
nothing better than throwing in a Disney line to somebody that's trying to do something. Yeah.
I know, but no, some good songs. And it's just the whole thing. It's emotional. It's funny. Dory's so good. The puppeteers, or whatever they would like to be called, are fantastic. They're just really, really good. And, you know, for as popular a movie as Finding Nemo was, there's not a lot of reference to it in Walt Disney World. But True. This is a location that has it. And really, really just enjoy the show.
I've always thought the performers in Finding Nemo the musical, they were the kids that had, now again, Ricky, you're a little bit younger than Pam and I, like these T-Rex, I think they sell them actually at the dinosaur ride, those T-Rex on a stick where you squeeze it and like the mouth goes,
yes.
Like that's how those performers got started, right? I mean,
yes.
That's exactly how they get, just, you know, better attraction.
You are right, though, Pam. The music for that attraction is so, so good. Matter of fact, I know now, like, you can probably buy it, you know, get it on, you know, Spotify or whatever, Apple Music, whatever. But one time I had a rental car, and I think it was down in Florida. It might not have been in Florida, actually. It might have been, like, St. Louis or something. And I, like, popped the CD player on it, and literally the CD for Finding Nemo, the musical, came out, and I was like, oh, well, I guess this is mine now because like somebody just left it in there. But like, it's such a, they made like an actual like CD of the music because it is so
it
good.
Is.
That
it
was
is
my CD. Good. You were in my car.
I know, right? I totally stole your CD.
That's where that thing went. I was wondering where that went. Okay, real quick.
I honestly think it was back in St. Louis too, which is why it was even more like random that I got that CD.
Man, why am I in a Jeep Wrangler? Why am I stealing my CDs? Diane says Festival of Lion King, good choice. But I will say mine is just the safari because it's comfortable true. Because, you know, basically there's no stress to it. You know, you're not being spun upside. You know, it's not like Everest where, you know, you're not going to go backwards 100 miles an hour. It's not going to, you know, zoom you around where you might feel like you're going to puke. You might not, you know, it might hurt your back. Like the safari, you just sit there and you see wild animals. And it's been there since day one. You know, that's kind of it. You know, it's just, that's an old man ride. It's comfort, you know, old men need comfort food. That's how I look at it. You know, so that's
like
mine.
That. It's an old man ride.
But Rhonda Lee said, you know, Rhonda Lee, like up in Canada, and she wants to remind us her soccer team won the gold. She said that since it's happened, we're proud of you. But she says she went to Safari first, but then Pam, you sold her. Like she totally switched teams and went to Nemo, right in the middle. So there you go.
Yes, it's my powers of persuasion.
That's it. Stephen Reed says Festival of Lion King. And I love how Lisa rolls here in the live chat. She just goes mac and cheese from the 8 Spoon Cafe. So,
that's a solid choice.
Very literal. Very literal with today's topic.
Appearing on the menu at Cracker Barrel.
She went right with the comfort food for the comfort food show.
We're going to have a Cracker Barrel crossover, I think.
Yes,
Cracker Barrel Disney crossover.
That's right. Forget Waffle House. We're meeting at Cracker Barrel. Okay, so Disney's Hollywood Studios, Pam, what is your comfort food experience when you're at it just feels right. It's just something. It's an old friend. What, where are you going with it? The Hollywood Studios?
Oh man, you know where I have to go here that feels like an old friend. First of all, if it could be a restaurant, you know, it'd be Baseline Tap House or the Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge, but no. So for an attraction, my comfort attraction would be the Muppets. Just really and truly, you roll in there, you see it all happen. And you know what? I said this to Stephen Hannah the last time we were there. So we had gone and seen the Muppets, more people than ever before in this show, right?
Nicely done.
It was awesome. And to hear the people laughing at the jokes, getting into the show, talking back to Sweetums when he comes out and he's looking for Bean Bunny, and all the kids are like, he's up there, he's up there, there he is, doing that. I loved it. I love that people are still really enjoying this attraction. And the best part of it is at the end where the theater blows up, and you look outside and see all those people wearing clothes from the 80s.
Yes.
That is the best. I'm like, did I just die and go to heaven? We're back in the 80s? Yeah, baby.
I know. It's so good. It's so good. So, yeah, that's my comfort attraction.
It is. I'm sorry that it's closing October 1st.
Stop.
Don't even. They can update. They can never close.
Yes. They changed the marquee on it, though, outside. Did you see that? There's a new sign outside.
Yeah, so they can do that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, fine. Ricky, what about your comfort food for the studios?
Well, mine was going to be Muppets too. Because the pre-show is just, honestly, the pre-show is its own show, like its own thing. Like I'm choosing like Muppets, I'm choosing the pre-show because seriously, that's legit.
It's a salute to all things, but especially the pre-show.
Hello.
Welcome to my park. There are so many jokes that I just constantly go with all the time here. Yes. Like, you know, like, up, Chuck. Like,
I know that is so funny. That will never not be funny. That is so funny.
Never. It will never not be funny. But there are so many, like, jokes in that pre-show that, I mean, seriously.
By the light of the silvery moon.
Yes, exactly. I'm Max. Yeah, W6, the union sent me. You know, like, I'm Max.
The union sent me. You gotta say it like that.
I mean, if Pam gets to choose, like, the Muppets attraction, I'm choosing the Muppets pre-show that is completely an attraction to itself. You have to see the whole thing. And now, because you know they really are like limiting people, and you really do get to see pretty much the whole pre-show at this point. But like, there's so many fantastic jokes in that pre-show that like it is the best. It is my comfort food. Like I can just sit there and watch it.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to my park.
Welcome to my park.
What do they know?
They're tourists.
The pre-show seriously is the best. Like it might be the actual Muppets show.
Sam Eagle is the best Muppet. Sam Eagle is just the best.
There are no explosions. You're right. And there's no Sam Eagle. So, there is Sam Eagle, but there's no salute to all nations in that part. So, yeah.
Right.
All right. So, let me give you the right answer. That was a good answer, though, because I do love some Muppets. One man's dream. Oh my gosh. I got to go get my, you know, I got to see my Marceline little mock up because, you know, Missouri Pride.
It's
show
not
me
called
State.
That anymore, though, but.
It isn't?
It's Walt Disney Presents.
We're splitting hairs here. Come on now.
Yes.
It's one man's dream. Whatever. It's Walt's thing. So I like going in there because I I've heard other shows say this, and I kind of agree with this. When you're a teacher, you have to go through teacher orientation, right? If you're a first-year teacher. Like, they have to kind of show you the ropes. When you become a cast member, you have to go through traditions. Now, I've heard it's a lot shorter than it used to be. That's a whole other topic for another day. Boo. But they should make you funnel as a guest at any Walt Disney World theme park. They should funnel you through One Man's Dream before you get to have any fun. Right. You need to know you're having fun. Like, this is the deal. This is who started this.
Can you imagine
this.
The outrage if you had to go?
Oh, it'd be awesome. Like, I'm just telling you. Like, let's, you know, yeah, I'm a guy that, like, everybody makes their choice. Nope, everybody's got to go through this because we've got to know. We got to salute Walt and see what's going on. But the thing is, it's the movie at the end. I mean, dude, I got to get my good little tear going. You know, it's I'll admit it. Like, I mean, it's emotional, right? Everybody's got to have a good failure early in life. And I just love it. Julie Andrews, that one, you know, if it went away, and it will. I mean, because it's not a huge, you know, it's
no,
there's no
I don't
reason
think
to keep it.
Will.
It. I just tell myself it's going to go away. Illuminations went away. This will go away.
They're not taking that out. There's no way. At some point. There's no way, because it all started with Walt. There's no way they're taking that out.
Okay, famous last words, because I guarantee it'll be closed by the end of September. Thanks.
Sorry, my bad.
But no, I just, that to me, just when I'm in there, just feels right. Like, I feel like, okay, this is a 30-minute period. You know, I know how the multi-plane camera works, but it's just cool to see that little 30-second example, because then you see every other animated classic a different way. Yeah. You're like, oh, the background is moving at a different rate than the foreground and stuff, so... They should force you through it like a gift shop. Yes. Thank you, Steven. Yes, exactly. And you can buy like a little Walt mustache or something at the end, you know, a hat or something. Who knows?
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
So there we go. Okay. Epcot. We're going to Epcot. Epcot right. Center, even. Ricky, what is your comfort food at Epcot?
Technically, I have two, but I'm going to go with the one that's probably not going to be said. I am going to go with the Gran Fiesta Tour in Mexico. There's just something about this attraction I love so, so much. Again, we have a boat ride. There's something with me and boat rides. It's calming. It's chill. You're going through the restaurant, which is so fantastic. It smells like chips. And I swear I've said this before. Disney, please put in a chip restaurant where I can go buy chips, guacamole, some salsas. I mean, seriously, just put it in. You would sell so many chips. Okay, so anyway.
You should be able to buy a little pack that you can take on the boat ride with you.
Yes.
In on this. 100%. Though, then there'd be salsa and guacamole all over.
That's all right. They'd make so much money. They can.
That's what I say. They could pay your 28 people to clean it up. Because, yeah, it'd be exactly. You know, a $9 bag of chips and guac would be $15.
Yes, exactly. Okay, you've got a good point. So, but I mean, and then you have the great attraction. I mean, I use that in quotes, but like, it's fun. It's super, like, I love the history of the end with the actual, like, you know, animatronics, which thank goodness they're back now, because it was a very sad day when it was just the cardboard cutouts /, you know, just a pot for Donald. So, you know, that was a very sad day for me. So, like, it's great having that back. And for those who don't know the history of the animatronics, they actually came from another show that was at Walt Disney World and then went over to Tokyo. And I'm blanking on the name right now because, you know, it's important for me to talk about.
It was Mickey Mouse Review.
Yes, that's what it was. I was like, I can't think of it. But yes, it was Mickey Mouse Review. And so those are the actual animatronics from that, which is really cool to me. And so, like, I just really love that whole vibe of the attraction. And it's like, it is seriously like, I don't feel like I have had a successful Epcot visit if I don't ride this attraction. And I don't know why. I don't know why. But, like, I seriously have to ride it every single time. The wait times of 5 minutes also help. So
sometimes. I mean, sometimes I can have a wait.
It was long. Yeah. I mean, I have to admit, it does get long sometimes. You are correct. Yes. I mean, I have waited probably 30 minutes for this attraction and not had any, you know, regrets. So...
And I apologize for Riley. She's getting all excited.
Hey, it's not my dog for once.
It's my dog because Paige just decided to cut the grass right outside the studio. So there you go. And okay. I hope you're not hearing that because I'm trying to drown out. All right, Pam, what about you? What do you got for your comfort food at Epcot?
I have to do... Oh, man. There are two. There really are two. So I'm going to leave the most popular one, which I'm sure most people are going to do. I'm going to go with the Living Seas. And the reason why is it got a zhuzh, right? A few years ago, it sort of changed to have the Nemo overlay. But I still can picture myself, Seabase Alpha, going there, getting the story about the deluge, right?
I love that.
Riding down in the elevator. So we were really going into Seabase Alpha and then going into that. The first time I rode that was really edutainment at its best for me. I was in school and just really appreciated everything that Disney was trying to do there. It sort of sold to me the whole idea of Epcot and how I was going to learn things, but it was going to be interesting. And I loved everything about it from the first time I went to Epcot. So the Living Seas sort of, even still in its, you know, incarnation as it exists today, really reminds me of that. And that's why it's sort of my comfort.
There you go. There's your dog. So here we go. It's the dog show. So I will say, and I'm sorry about this, but we have a lot of dog lovers in the audience. We're trying. So the thing I would say, and a lot of folks in the live chat, Diane and Rhonda Lee are saying Spaceship Earth, which I agree, but that's the headliner at, that is totally a comfort attraction for me. Like I just get, like, yeah. It just has that smell as you approach in the queue, you know, you see the mural, you're like, oh yeah, I'm getting on Spaceship Earth. It's going to be dark. It's going to be cool. I try to stay awake until you see like the guys trying to get the mammoth. Dude, that's a struggle sometimes. I'm out before that even, you know. But I love the attraction, but it's just so comfortable that it knocks me out. Like, I even lost a pair of sunglasses one time because I put them on top of my head. I fell asleep so fast, my head just went backwards. And boom, they just went right out the back of the attraction. And it was my favorite pair of sunglasses. They were from Target. But, I mean, they were lizard green. I was excited for them, and I lost them because it put me out. But I will say, that's not mine. That's a good call. That would probably be my second one. Mine is... Impressions de France. I love that movie. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Music.
It is. Yes. And just all those places, they're amazing. And I mean, the 80s vibe to it, the people riding the 10 speeds and like the jorts.
Yes.
No helmets. I mean, the helmets, whatever. They're flying down. Then you got the cart going through and the people dancing weird at the wedding reception. Oh, and the music. I mean, okay, so I will tell you, when we went this summer, I was like, I got to see Impressions of France. So every time we walk past, you know, I peek it out because now they alternate it with that, what was that, the Be Our Guest, like, sing-along thing, which you think I'd like that, right? It's our podcast, right? We're singing. Every time they had the Be Our Guest thing on the marquee, like in 10 minutes, Be Our Guest. I'm like, dang, like, are we walking past every time at the wrong time? Pam's like, I'm going to go ask. She walked up. No, we're doing Impressions of France. We just forgot to change the marquee. I'm like, dude, I could have seen this 3 times by now. I was so mad. But then we got to see it, so I was happy. But yeah, they totally were like, totally messing with us. They didn't change the marquee.
Too funny.
But I think that's my favorite. I just
They don't have the students from La France. So. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Right. They messed.
Who were used to change that's it. Right. No, that's such a good one because I love that movie too. And it's been the same. I mean, I think since it opened, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that they've ever updated that movie. And it is one of the movies, this is in Epcot, that has seating, which I think is a big plus, too. There's just so many great things to love about it.
I can't believe I didn't pick Living with the Land, but that's my all-time favorite attraction on property. That is my ultimate comfort food, but I kind of wanted to think outside the box because Living with the Land is my favorite attraction, I think. So, all right, got to get to it. Magic Kingdom, Pam. What are you going to go with your comfort food over at the MK?
I have two, and I'm not even going to apologize for it. I'm not even going to because they're within walking distance of each other. They're really close. So Pirates of the Caribbean, love that attraction. Always have to ride it. And the Tiki Birds. Love them both so much. They're really just such a, for me, I have, since I was a small child, have loved Adventureland, right? Adventureland is one of my favorite lands. I know that there's not that many, so to say one of isn't that big of a stretch, but literally it is. I truly wanted to live in Adventureland. I think that Pirates is some of the best of what Disney does. It's just audio animatronics. It's engaging, a little bit of scariness. There's a hill. There's something for everyone at this attraction, right? A great song. I mean, who doesn't love the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song? But the Tiki Birds, there is something about it. The nostalgia there, its place in the Disney history. When I love when the rainstorm happens and there's lightning and thunder. That's the best part, right?
Especially on a day when it's like 95 and it's sunny, like blue sky, not a cloud in the sky. You're just like, God, I wish it would rain. Like, it's teasing me. Like, please give me a thunderstorm.
Right? I know. So I love that. I just love that about it. You still see kids like and adults looking up at those birds singing and being amazed by that. And then when the tiki gods and the statues join in, all of that. So just love those two.
All right, Ricky, where are you going? Your comfort food at the MK.
So I, like Pam, have two, and I'm not apologizing for either. So my first one is the Haunted Mansion. It is my comfort food. I know that, I mean, if you know anything about me, it used to terrify me as a child. I mean, I didn't like any ride at Walt Disney World as a child. So, but this one especially because, you know, I mean, it's the Haunted Mansion, you know, it's supposed to be spooky. It freaked me out. But as an adult, I very much appreciate like all the technological aspects behind it. And it really is like, it takes me back to my childhood, even though I was scared of it, it still takes me back to like being a kid and going on that attraction. So Haunted Mansion, 100%. But my other comfort food attraction is the TTA, Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. I have to ride it every single trip. It is just calming and soothing. And there's something so fantastic about going around and seeing the entire land from above. And of course, you then get the nice cool shot of air conditioning when you go into Space Mountain. So, I mean, and it's dark and you just like can like breathe for a minute. I don't know. There's like something super calming about that aspect. So I absolutely like, those are my, like, one is like comfort food from like being a kid, and the other is just comfort food from like the relaxation standpoint. So I'm going with both, and I'm unapologetic about it.
So I guess I have to go with two then too, because yes. And, but mine are in the same land like Pam did. So my first one is the Astro Orbiter, and I know that's a weird one for a comfort food, but it's one of those things like Mallory wanted to write it when she was younger, and so I never even considered it. But then we did it one day, and we had such a good time because we just laughed, and it's faster, and the view's great up there. And so now we do it every trip. And for me, even when I go down on a race weekend, I'll try to sneak a ride on it just because it reminds me of, like, that time. You know, I think that's a lot of this, you know. Like, for me, comfort food, meatloaf's one of my comfort foods because my grandma made a great meatloaf on Sundays after church. And so I associate that with, like, the good times growing up, grandma stuff. And so that's why I like Astro Orbiter. Not that it's a comfortable ride for a 6'3 dude, you know, and it's a pain in the butt to go up the elevator. In July, riding that elevator, you just hope you're just not going to get cooked by the time, you know, the door opens at the top. It's so hot in that elevator. It's not the most perfect ride, but it's the nostalgia. It's the comfort of it. But my number one attraction to be my comfort food type experience at Magic Kingdom is Carousel of Progress, right? I mean, just the building rotates. I mean, where do you see that? And then when you walk up to the building, you see on the TVs, it's not even really monitors, almost like old school TVs, you see the Sherman brothers and Walt kind of talking through, you know, coming up with scores and stuff like that. And instantly when those, even the sound of the doors opening on the Carousel of Progress, there's a sound like the, it's almost like Soarin's got its sound, right? With all the seatbelts. So it opens up and it's got like, I don't know, it's like this old smell. That means, I don't know if it's old people.
It does.
But it's like the Carousel of Progress smell. Okay. And it's got theater seats from like the 1970s. You know, like it feels like, you know, the AMC that was the dollar show in my neighborhood, you know, old theater seats. And it's just, once you sit in that chair, you know, if you can stay awake. Again, I have a problem. Comfort foods put me to sleep and so do some of these attractions. But it's just like an old friend. Like it said, you know, dad's going to talk to me about the old days. Okay, here we go, grandpa. Tell me about how it was in the teens and the 20s and the 40s. But it's just, you know, it's unchanged for the most part the whole time I've been there. So it's exciting, you know, and it's something that it's just comfortable. It's like my, you know, it's like a pair of slippers. The Carousel Progress is my slippers. That's mine. So that's that. How about that? Who needs a meet in a Cracker Barrel now? See you guys there.
Yes. All right. I'll see you there. Okay. I can totally go for some shaking and tumbling.
So here's what I want you to do though. On Twitter at BRGuestMike, just give me real quick MK Epcot DHS AK. Let me know your comfort attractions. What are your comfort attractions? I'll retweet those this weekend. And of course, Sunday night, we'll have the live call-in show. Scott will be joining me. We'll carry this on Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Join us on Facebook and YouTube, and we'll carry on there. So don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. We all need some comfort food in our life. And how good would it feel to, you know, slide into Kilimanjaro Safaris tomorrow or, you know, next month, or Carousel of Progress, The People Mover, Pirates, all these things we talked about. They're like old friends, and they're there standing by for you. Whenever you're ready to travel, we're ready to help you with that trip. So just drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great details while you're there. Fill out the quote form. Mention the show, and we'll plan a great trip together. I promise you that. So check them out again over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. One extra click does make a difference, and I sure appreciate it. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you so much to our patrons for allowing us to put out these shows 4 times a week. All around the world. It's because of your support, and I can't thank you enough for that. So thank you for that. And our patrons get a fifth show, Mike in the Midwest, every Thursday. So for more details on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. You can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at @brguestmike and at @brguestpod. Of course, Pam is at @tmfltpam. Ricky is at @rickynibs. Give us a follow. Give us a yell. And we'd love to talk to you on the social media. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Thanks for hanging with us this week. I don't get to say that enough, but you have tons of podcasts you can listen to, and our shows take a lot of time. We do 3-4 shows a week, and I truly appreciate you guys lending us an ear and taking the time to hopefully share some fun memories, maybe a laugh or two, you know, each week, and maybe we can plan, you know, better trips because we all bounce ideas off each other, and I think that's kind of what this is all about. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend, but whatever you do, stay safe. Stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.